Hello, welcome to the Wish List, our weekly, bi-weekly list. We missed last week because a bunch of us were sick, but we're here. We're back.
We're doing this because we're still kind of sick.
Yeah. We're all still sick, but less sick.
We're doing it for you guys.
This is for you. Okay, so I'm Gavin.
I'm Aiden.
I'm Spencer.
And I'm Corey.
Special guest Corey's still here.
Okay, perfect. So, I found a new list of six things, and since it was 2 weeks, hopefully there'll be a couple more interesting ones.
I hope so. Last time it was just, like, USBs and chargers.
Yeah.
Good old USBs and chargers. Cool.
Hey, man, last week was informative. I found out I have a kidnapping vehicle kit.
I was way more informed after I left. Oh, I got such good drinks on.
All right. What the fuck are we looking at?
So the first one here is called Night Runner, and they give you 270 degrees of visibility from your shoes.
Beautiful.
Are these headlights for your sneakers?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Lights on your shoes.
Okay, we need these, because all the time, driving around at night with people, all they do is bitch and moan about all the people who are running around at night dressed in all black, because... Fuck you! Put something on so we can see
it's
you,
true.
Assholes!
Do you know how many
now they've got
dead?
A headlight!
Yeah.
Amazing! How much
Best
is this?
Best invention ever.
How much is this stuff?
Expensive, though. They met their stretch goal in 32 hours.
Nice.
Perfect.
Yeah. Let's see.
Wow, there's no...
What's the price?
Oh, this is old.
Yeah, this ended already.
Go to their website.
Sure, yeah.
Right there. Nightrunnergear.com.
Yeah, go straight to the website. Why are we on the Kickstarter?
God damn it, Kevin, you're supposed to do the research. You had one job.
You had one job and you fucked it up already.
You know what they should include with
no, this? It's funded with Kickstarter. It was funded before. But now it's actually out, I believe.
They should.
No, it says pre-order the top stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's probably still in, like, production
stages.
They
should give you, like, different color lenses.
Well, it's just newer. It was on Gizmeg, which I usually use to find my list.
So, is it an attachment for the shoes?
Yeah.
Or is it actually just a shoe?
No, it's an attachment.
It attaches to your tongue. Like, the tongue of your shoe.
It's like the little GPS they give you when you do, like, the Boston Marathon.
Yeah.
Yeah, very similar.
Here, let's check how much it is.
We got a video here.
It's 2 minutes long. Don't think that we care enough to watch it.
All right, so they're LEDs, so they're solid.
If this is cheap, like, it could be quite a good... And LEDs are cheap, so it's... Well, I mean, cheap as light bulbs go.
Alright, so... Pre-order information will be available soon, TM.
So there's not much information.
There is next to nothing about these, other than they are headlights for your shoes, and I am super down with that.
I'm already stoked. I almost already want one.
Shut up and take my money.
Shut up and take my money, you bitch.
You know what? It was funded really, really fast. So.
Perfect.
It's a cool idea, and there's a lot of people who would get
these. No, dude, look, it was put on Kickstarter on the 25th.
I get these from my dad. My dad runs all the time.
Okay, so these got funded in a day and a half. That's how much people really wanted these. Obviously, this is going
to
be a thing.
You don't have to carry anything, and when you're running, it's hard to sort of hold something in front of you anyway. You're not wearing a dumb minor headband.
The one thing I'd be concerned about is the weight. Like, because if it just floats around on your shoes, it's going to be a real pain in the ass, like if you're going for a run.
They look pretty secure, so they're not going to be bobbing around, but they don't look like they'd be very heavy. It's just little LEDs.
But yeah, they posted this on the 23rd of February, and everything was finished...
25th.
The actual thing ended on the 25th. So it's not like it's old. It's just it was within the last 2 weeks. We missed a week, so this thing's already finished now.
Yeah.
Makes sense. But you probably had this ready for last week anyway.
Either way.
It was part of the list.
Either way, cool. We have no idea what the price point is on it.
I imagine probably in the $30 range, if that.
Probably nothing crazy now.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah. Like, this is something you could easily do. And, like, they're not going to die out for a long time because they're LEDs. I got it right here.
I was in the updates because once it finishes, it auto loads into updates. If you click the campaign option, it shows you stuff about that.
Right. How much?
$25 gives you a shirt.
Oh, you got a shirt.
$30. $50. Sorry, ooh, that's high.
$50. One pair of Night Runners and mention on our supporter wall of fame.
Yeah, they're gonna have an MSRP of $70.
$70.
Okay, does it say why they think it's worth that much? Oh, it's guess it's because it's like really high.
30-meter beam distance, USB rechargeable.
They are powerful LEDs.
Yeah,
they
that's
powerful LEDs.
And they're USB rechargeable, which is a big thing.
And they're 720 degrees of visibility, so like they're 270. And, yeah. What did I say?
720. That's like
holy shit.
That's circling you twice.
How does that work? I can see everything.
270 degrees is quite good. I mean, like you don't like you don't even see that. Like that.
No, that's past your peripheral vision.
Like, it is.
As long as you're looking forward, you're gonna see light. They're good. They're great. I don't see any reason why.
You plus, if you ever have a guy sneak up behind you, just kick him in the face.
And then you blind him at the same time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, important question: can I get there? Can I get these in purple?
Can you get the?
I imagine it's black only. I think it's just the black. Maybe the clips they had different colors.
No. You mean I'm talking about the light.
Like,
I want a purple LED.
They should include like little lenses you can put over, or just make the LEDs purple.
Spencer,
to be honest, you could just get like theater gels and put them over.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Just get like little gels and put them over my lights.
Just get like a translucent nail polish. Yeah.
Man, I just realized I can just use these to put neons on whatever I want now.
Yep, pretty much.
All right.
That's pretty cool. I like them. I like them a lot.
It's called Night Runners?
Runners. They got a badass name, too.
People riding your scooter.
Or your bike. They'd just all be flying. They would be going all over the place.
Well, no, they would just sort of go up and down.
It would look really weird.
A little bit. All right, what's next?
Okay, so... like, you're just kicking away, lights on.
Okay, the next one here. This was put up for auction.
Is that the Tron bike?
These people made a custom Tron bike, fully Tron functioning bike. And everything. Like, that's it's a bike. It is a fully functioning motorbike.
They sold it
in an auction.
Yes,
it's street legal.
2011 custom electric motorcycle. Auctioned May 2nd, 2015, without reserve bid. Expected to go for $25,000 to $40,000.
You know, if I had that kind of money, I would definitely buy this.
It is a recreation of the Tron Legacy motorcycle.
It looks so
functional,
amazing.
Electric motorcycle.
Yeah,
it looks so cool.
It's
electric, so I mean, it's that's good. It's not
how much horsepower? Oh, there we go. It got the blue lights.
Oh, yeah, it's got lights.
Does it come with the beam that will like crush anything that's behind you?
No, it doesn't have the murder at all.
Oh, well, I think I'm going to just turn right, and now everyone in the bike lane dies.
Turn right at 90 degrees.
That's it in the dark.
Kill somebody.
Some
assholes tailgating you, just like fuck you.
Oh dear, I need to make a U-turn. Everyone dies.
But yeah, this thing's super hype.
This is cool. I'm already ecstatic about three of the things on this list, and we've only looked at two of them.
Stop it, you spoiler! Anyway, how powerful is this thing? What is it doing?
It's a 96 volt battery, so that's pretty high.
That's high. Does it have horsepower or anything?
Any specs on it?
It doesn't look like it.
Let's see. Just hold it there. I just want to give us a quick glance.
Very low seat height. And enduring connection to pop culture. It was completed in 2012 and has only been ridden around their facilities to ensure that it remains in functioning condition.
Oh, it seems like there's only the one copy then.
It's only the one.
Oh no, yeah, it's brand new. It's unique. There aren't any other ones.
I will make another one.
You can register to bid if you want at the bottom of the page.
Can we just like group bid on this all together?
No.
It's only a little bit more than my car.
I don't want to share.
That would be the big thing.
Yeah.
Man, this is lot 259 in this auction. I wonder what other bullshit they have.
I don't want
to
check.
Please don't actually check. We'll be here all night.
I would love to look through this auction right now, but...
We will be here all night.
Anyway, cool concept, great. Like,
that's really cool.
Yeah, if you're a nerd and you like this stuff,
I would. Because
we sure are.
So you can't. Obviously, you can't have the death wall, right? That's obvious.
Yeah.
But they should get like what is it? It's like a slow exposure, like blue neon, so you have like a light trail behind you.
I think that would
only show up in videos. But,
yeah, you.
I'm sure there's a way to do it.
I don't know. You'd have to do it with like fog. Honestly, I think
because
fog will hold light better.
There's a way. I think it would be cool.
Just a bright LED coming out of your ass, yeah, blinding you just, everyone behind you.
Yeah, you would just kill everybody behind you with your LED beam. Yeah.
Also, okay. is this thing street legal? I don't yeah. see any mirrors on it.
I assume you'd have to attach mirrors. You'd need
yeah, because you need mirrors for it to be street legal. I'm pretty
well, at
sure.
least in Canada, I don't. There's plenty of states where I'm sure you could get away with it. Honestly,
yeah, it's true. We live in Canada.
It's fully functioning is the big thing.
Yeah, no.
I like how it's set up too. It's designed for. It's one of the lay down ones.
Yeah, no. It's yeah. You lay down.
So it doesn't look like it has any gears because it's an electric bike, right? So yeah. There's no. Where do you put your feet?
There's kickstands, right?
Here you put them in the circles.
Oh, no. On the back wheel. Okay.
Yeah.
There's like.
Yeah. Well, you're supposed to be lying down.
Is there,
like, in
is
the
there
moving.
A foot brake though? Because like most motorcycles have a foot brake.
I have no idea, dude. It's an electric motorbike.
There's honestly not a lot of details on it.
No, yeah, there's but not. Like, but
you'll have handbrake and you'll have a foot brake, I assume.
I wonder it's if just, it's more for aesthetics than actually riding.
Probably. It's fully functioning and it is a motorbike.
I don't know. You would want it to have brakes, Aiden. You would definitely want brakes.
No, I know, but it's probably like.
It's not high performance.
Yeah, like.
It's like the people.
I would want this
I don't
to be
know,
high performance.
Those looks like
it's,
some really.
Here, right
good
here. They have
brakes.
Brakes
on it, to be honest
with
There's
you. Handbrake.
Perfect.
It's like the
handbrake.
People who buy the Back to the Future DeLorean. The DeLorean actually sucks.
Yeah, it's not the greatest cars.
Oh, I got a Back to the Future DeLorean. It's super cool.
But no, actually, guys, look at the size of the disc brakes on the front wheel. This thing must have a substantial amount of power.
Oh yeah,
like it's
I'm
not
hoping
it, like
so.
you would need those kind of brakes on something like this. Apparently,
I guess so. It's probably got some push to it.
Yeah, it's like 80% wheel.
Either way, that's super cool.
I hope it's high performance. Like,
okay,
I would love
like,
to speed
yeah.
down the highway on this
could,
thing.
Could you imagine if it wasn't and you just like went 30 kilometers an hour, 30 kilometers?
Oh my god,
10 miles per hour, or something like that.
Just segue.
It also has a radio in it, right? You have to like play the Tron theme constantly on this thing.
Yeah.
Or just Daft Punk.
Or Daft Punk. Daft yeah. Punk. I'd accept that. Alright, what else we got there?
So this one is, this one's more of something that I thought anyone would find in school.
Seals Rapid Transition Glasses.
Yeah.
That just sounds like the shades that change for light, like we usually have.
Click into action.
No, they're actually much cooler.
Sunglasses
there's...
that convert into goggles at the push of a button. What the fuck is this, Deus Ex?
Yeah.
I didn't ask for this.
They're sunglasses, and then if you click on them, they go into, like, full goggle mode where, like, they suction and... You can use them to go swimming.
I'm not sure how I feel about this.
And they just hug my face.
Yeah. So you push a button, and then the elastic band tightens, and you're good to go.
And I just get an instant headache.
Instant headache right now, yeah.
It's a face hug.
So that's a thing. What if you had hair in front of your face? Then you just...
just pulled your hair.
Why would you assume I want these? I don't wear sunglasses or goggles.
Do you not like snowboarding or anything?
I used to
I don't think anybody would wear these. You wouldn't wear these snowboarding or skiing, though.
They're designed for that.
It covers the majority of your face. These just cover
your
eyes.
I don't really board or anything.
What do these guys cost? It's a Kickstarter
thing. Oh my god.
What can you get them for?
$64.
Very early bird price would be $64.
That's expensive. That's,
I don't need. They are $90.
I have
They're
my nice. AVG glasses
no.
still.
To be fair, before we go any further, people pay way more money for name brand sunglasses.
It's true.
It's true. Yeah.
Like
and
Oakley.
For goggles too.
Oakley, man.
Yeah. Oakley,
I mean,
or like Maui Gyms or whatever. Maui Gyms? I think that's what they're called.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
They look like they have a decent amount going on with them.
I paid a shitload for my sunglasses, but my sunglasses are prescription. That's the only reason I would pay money.
Yeah.
I paid more for gaming glasses.
Yeah, I know.
And then you got rid of them.
Yeah, I get a headache
for
having
brother
them on
and
my
I wanted
them.
So don't push the button.
Don't push
these
the
aren't for me. I just kind of thought they were kind of cool.
They're kind of goofy.
I don't think I'd wear them.
This is like a luxury that nobody asked for.
Yeah, I like
glasses.
What are you gonna be like? Oh, I'm at the beach. Oh no, what am I gonna do? I'm gonna have to put my sunglasses down and go in the water. Oh no, my eyes.
Such a. I don't know. I feel like. Oh my god, really? There's a newspaper ad about these things,
god.
And they make a seal the deal pun.
I think their name brand is even, it's so bad, because it's like,
Seals.
It's so bad.
Seals with a Z.
Can we club them?
But oh my God. My least favorite part about this.
We're Canadian, it's okay.
No, it's not! It's still not okay!
My least favorite part about this is that when you push the button, those little clips, like, pop off, and then you end up having to carry something anyway. So, like, you'd still have to be carrying something. Like, your sunglasses, you still have to carry those. Oh, no. You now have to carry these plastic clips that you're going to have to fucking fiddle with to get back on.
And and if you lose these plastic clips, you're fucked. Now they're goggles forever.
You're now fucked.
I don't get it.
So
I
it shows a snowboarder using them, but I would never see it happen.
Honestly, I don't think they're going to make it either. There's 11 days to go, and they're only about... They're not even halfway to their goal.
Stretch goal too bad.
Yeah.
No, they're at 12,500 of 32,500.
Excuse me.
They are waterproof, which is kind of...
Yeah, no, they're goggles.
They are goggles,
like...
so that would...
Okay.
You would hope they'd be waterproof.
I don't know.
Let's see.
You know what they remind me of? You know how, like...
Yeah, you don't have to carry anything.
They were like those HD goggles for, like, elderly people, and everybody thought that they looked super dumb. I feel like this is that thing. They're just super dumb.
Corey, what thing were you talking about carrying something? You press them, nothing comes off.
Yeah, nothing comes off.
No, go back down. I thought there was, like...
No, that is showing how they were made.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just like, a gift showing of right. what was put together.
In the little video, you just push the button and it just suctions your face.
It looked like there was little clips that like popped off.
There's sunglasses and then you go into battle mode.
battle sunglasses.
It's to keep the blood out of your,
actually,
your
you know
enemy's
what?
Blood out of your eyes.
I could actually see myself using these.
A gag, maybe.
I didn't think about it. They do like whitewater kayaking. I'm into that kind of shit.
Yeah, but you could just have goggles or sunglasses. Because honestly,
sunglasses, I find like when you're doing that shit, they tend to fall off your face.
Yeah.
Then you get a little rope that goes on the back, and
that's what these are.
Wearing goggles outside in summer, it makes your face sweaty.
Dude, that's what these are for. No, these are useful because they are sunglasses that turn into goggles.
Goggles, so they're still gonna make your face sweaty.
Yeah,
no,
but then when I'm done,
unless you press the button, they're normal sunglasses.
Like, well, then they still fall off his face.
They have a strap still.
Well, it's still going to fall off your face because they're not going to stay on very well.
That's fine. Not the whole river is rapids. I mean, like, in between. Like, I wouldn't want to wear, like, goggles the whole fucking day going down a river.
Yeah, at the hard rapid part, you just press them.
Yeah, just fucking game face.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like I said, when you're going to battle, keep the blood out of your eyes.
Oh my God. Holy shit. All right, I will take my regular stance on this.
I know. It's good for Shark Week.
Is that a dirty joke?
No. Now it is. I will take on this my regular stance.
It's not for me?
It's not for me. Humans have spent thousands of years perfecting inside. Why would I want to go outside?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you like to go... Aiden said, if you like to go Whitewater Rapids, it's the only reason I could possibly see you using these.
At the beach, people wear sunglasses at the beach, and then you just click a button and their goggles
through
the water.
Or I could just wear sunglasses at the beach.
And then pull another pair of goggles out with you?
I don't know, I've done it before.
I'm playing volleyball.
Or you could just not be a bitch and don't use goggles when you go in the water.
If you're someone who uses goggles regularly, these could be kind of cool.
Yeah,
I've never seen a person wear goggles at a lake where, like, you go swimming outside. You only ever see somebody wear goggles in an inside pool.
Yeah, it's because of the chlorine. That's the only reason you wear goggles.
Exactly, and that's my point. Why would you need them outside?
Well, snowboarders and skiers, I guess, but, like, with those, you want to get, like,
you
want to
cover
robot.
Most of your face with snowboarding and skiing, and they're not big enough for that. They don't even fit the criteria. You'd need more protection.
It's a cool idea.
Yeah. But it's for you if you need them.
Yeah.
If it's for you if you need them. And apparently 137 people needed them.
Did they? Some people could have just thrown in a dollar
and
it's
like, oh, I need
them.
They got,
that's
okay,
quite
so
a bit
to
of money
this
for
thing
a dollar
to rest,
there.
They got maybe close to a third, just a little over a third of their funding, and it's not happening.
$10
it doesn't seem like it's going to happen.
Somebody took the $850 one.
Wow.
Wow.
Your name will be displayed on their website. You will get naming rights on a future model, and you will receive one of every new model we produce for the rest of your life.
That's kind of actually really cool.
How many glasses do you need?
Poor guy. There's four of these. That's all I have to say.
Joey's probably not. Well, probably no, it just doesn't. It doesn't take the money unless you.
Unless it goes through.
So he's just not. He's just not. He threw the money and it just sort of fluttered onto the ground.
Yeah.
They don't take the money.
It just hovered in limbo, and it's just waiting to go back into his wallet.
You know, it's essentially the way Kickstarter works is a bunch of people walk up and just throw money, and the money just sort of slowly flutters to the ground. Oh. And if there's enough money in the air, then the guy will grab it. But if there's not, it just sort of hits the ground and you pick it back up.
I like to imagine if people throw like 36 IOUs at you,
and they just sort of flutter around.
They just throw IOUs at you, and they're only
pretty much. It's like I owe you this much money, and if it happens, it happens.
Yeah, yeah. The only thing I've kickstarted myself is Strength of the Sword.
I think it's more like a bet. It's like I bet you people will bet you this much money, and then people bet you enough money, and you win the bet, and you get the money.
Yep, pretty much. I bet your project will do well. This is how much I bet.
Oh, yeah. Alright, let's move on.
Okay, so this one's kind of useful for me.
Megxit.
What it is it's got this little adapter that you plug into your headphone jack, right?
Yeah.
And then it's got a second piece that you plug into the other end of a cable.
Okay.
And these two are connected together through a magnet.
Yes.
So that if you ever, like, forget you're wearing headphones and go to the washroom, instead of ripping your headphones out of your computer tearing at your neck, they just disconnect.
Yeah, yeah.
I've broken many headphones by having them
usually if you have a big headset, you'll usually yank the fuck out of your ears too. Yeah. Like they'll just fucking like rip your ear off.
Yeah, I actually broke a really expensive pair of headphones I had because it was plugged into my phone.
Like three different pairs.
Yeah, they were plugged into my phone, and one time I was walking past something, and the cable got caught on something, and it. Caught on it and it tried to pull my phone out of my pocket, but my phone was stuck and just ripped the actual headphone jack out of my pocket.
I spent hundreds of dollars on headphones because the headphone cord just fucking snapped.
Advantage care plan for the wind.
This is great.
I understand the problem, but I don't see why they need over $300,000 for a little magnet.
Magnets are expensive. What are you talking about?
It is magnets.
It is actually a coupler. It's a magnetic coupler, too.
Okay. Here's my bottom line. How much?
Yeah, that's good.
How much?
It's more durable. You don't take your thing out as much. Like.
Bottom line, right now, how much does this thing cost?
Okay, well, I want to keep you looking through this page.
How easy is it to make a conductive magnet, though? Because you do need it to be conductive as well.
Yeah, you need a sound conductive magnet, so it could be harder. Let's see. Up at the top here, let's see.
Yeah, because they want $324,000,
$300,000,
basically.
Yeah. Let's see. $5 is the thanks, $20... is one kit. $20. It's not bad.
Bare necessities for their first 100. The basic kit before it lands. One magic cap and a magic magjack.
Yeah, it's like both ends. It's the both ends of the magnet, basically.
Yeah,
the mags.
You know, I would pay $20 for that. Like, that's something that would save me hundreds of dollars. I'd pay $20 to save myself money.
There's the personal one. It's one of the caps, so one of the ones for your headphones, and two jacks. So one into your phone, one into your computer or whatever, right?
I can't see myself needing the second one, unless if you lost one, I guess, but...
It's so you don't have to pull it out of
You can just leave it plugged into your computer.
Oh, okay, yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
But I only ever use, one device at a time to listen to things. I have one set of ears and one set of headphones. So.
you have a fair argument there.
For an extra $10, you can get a shirt.
A shirt. I mean, this is a really cool idea.
It is a cool concept. I really like it.
I feel like...
It's valid. It is.
It's just like, fucking pay attention. Also, that graphic. Go back up to that graphic.
Where the head's where like coming off.
Where a dude wearing headphones at his computer.
with
magnet. Oh, I can just get up and walk away. And then the thing disconnects. And it says, without magnet, apparently you just get decapitated by your computer.
Sometimes it felt like your headphones yank on your ears. It feels like they're gonna rip your ear off, cause like
I don't know about you guys, but I don't get up from my computer and then as soon as I'm standing, just full sprint.
No, but like I've been vacuuming with like large headphones on before, and I've pushed the back vacuum forward, and it'll like snag the cord, and it'll rip the headphones off my face, and like it really hurts sometimes.
Yeah, right. Or when the headphones, if you've got a wheelie chair, the headphone cable gets stuck in there.
It's a funny picture. It's not accurate. Like, what do you want, Spencer?
It happens to me on the daily, okay? I just wanted to point that out because I thought it was funny. It's like, you guys want to just exaggerate this? Oh, it hurts. No, you just get decapitated. Yeah,
dude, your body is just gone. You don't even know. This happens to me on the daily.
$20 for this product.
Okay, I understand, but like, I rarely ever have this problem because I keep track of where my cord is.
I've had to now. Because I've done this before and it hurts.
Exactly. I did it once. It's like that picture of the scientist and the regular person. Yeah. And there's a button. And the regular person pushes the button and they get zapped. And he goes, oh, well, I'm never going to push that button again. And the scientist pushes the button and he goes, I wonder if that happens every time.
Yeah.
Normal person will go, ow, okay, that sucked. All right, whatever. And then it'll happen again. And it'll go, oh, I need to take steps to make sure this doesn't keep happening. And, like,
Spencer,
that's what I do.
Like, it's an easy thing to do. Like, I'm a pretty self-aware person for the most part, and, like, it's easy to do. I've done it plenty of times, like, with a vacuum, and I don't know why. I just fucking keep doing it, and it's just like, oh, God. And
yeah.
Corey, you know what else is a problem? Roomba.
Yeah, if I want to pay $600, I could just pay $20 for this.
I know, I just like bringing up Roombas.
Roombas, iRobot's so good.
Dude, you know what the best thing to do with a Roomba is? Put googly eyes on it.
Put a knife on it, get another Roomba, and have Roomba
fights.
Oh,
knife war. I've seen that.
Roombas.
What's wrong with Roombas?
It woke up. Okay.
Okay, actually, I hate Roombas too.
I stepped on the Roomba, and it started making noise, and I woke everyone up because of the fucking Roomba.
Learn to Roomba scrub.
I hate Roombas too. I was sleeping on somebody's couch, and their Roomba decided, like, I fell off the couch, because I roll around in my sleep, and I fell off the couch, and the Roomba tried to suck up my face, so fuck you.
Your face is unclean!
What is that? What was that?
And, like, there's no such thing as a square Roomba, so you can never get
caught. Oh, no, yeah, that's my favorite problem. Part! That's my favorite part! So, what is the dirtiest part of pretty much any room? The corner. What is the corner? An angle. What is the Roomba? A circle.
Does
anyone
is
else
360 degrees,
see
the which
problem?
Is an angle.
We need... Okay, you know what the perfect solution to this is? Not a square Roomba, but a triangular Roomba.
Yeah.
I think that would work better.
That would work better. It wouldn't have to align itself.
Exactly.
Much.
Big dumb triangle Roomba.
Yeah, big dumb triangle Roombas. So good.
What was the
best
wasn't there an article recently of some lady that like had to call 911 because the Roomba like sucked up her hair and she couldn't get out?
No, but that's
stuck.
Hilarious. I thought you were gonna say it sucked up her dog.
She's
got like some really small dog with really shaggy hair, and it like picks up one of the hairs as it's being shed and then just starts sucking up the rest of the talk.
Alright. Guys, back to the topic. My biggest problem with this is it's a magnet, and so I have two problems with it. One, if the magnet's too weak, it's just going to fall out all the time.
Yeah.
Two,
this doesn't look bad.
If it's too strong,
it's going to fuck up your shit.
Magnets don't work very well with technology. Let me just put that there.
Fuck up
shit. Magnets and technology issues have gone away for quite some time now. It was really box TVs.
They're still there. They're just more background. At the moment.
Yeah.
If you took a high-powered magnet to your phone, it probably wouldn't do too well. That's all I'm saying.
Your phone is fine. It's not... it's using flash storage, which isn't affected by magnets.
Oh,
because
it's not a
disk.
Actually, a hard disk.
Yeah, your phone is fine. The only thing that might be an issue is your hard disk on your computer, and they actually have coatings on them designed to prevent standard magnets.
Do you like tablets have... hard disk now? Or
yeah. No, they're on flash as well.
I still can't figure out why they need $300,000.
Yeah.
Because it looks like they're pretty much done.
Most
like,
of it probably
is done.
I think most of it is
they
product
have
run.
A concept idea. They probably it's probably just for production and paying employees and all that too, right?
It's like, damn, they want to make a lot of these things.
Yeah, yeah, I imagine that they want to put it in everybody's phone, right?
That's, yeah.
And I don't blame them. Like, it's...
Yeah, no, you bring a product to market, you want the market to be everybody.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And to be honest, I could see it being everybody. I would pay $20 for this.
Yeah,
I mean,
again,
the only people it's not going to affect are the people who buy $20 pairs of headphones, because, like, they're not going to care.
Or just cautious people. Like, I see it, it's cool, it totally fills a need. I don't have that need. I pay attention.
I don't know, like, it's just, well, I mean, you probably don't vacuum with big, dumb headphones on, either, and I do. That.
I vacuum with $200 headphones on, and I don't have the problem.
Right.
I pay attention.
I don't have a vacuum.
Maybe it's my vacuum.
I have a girlfriend.
Maybe my vacuum's just really good at hooking the cord on. It does have a spot where the cord could easily hook onto, so I think that might be it.
I just sweep. I don't have one.
Anyway, what's next?
Okay, so the next one we got is pro. It's expandable. It's a table.
Right. Is this a tablet table?
Yes.
What?
I've seen these before, but this one looked
cool. I actually saw these at Disneyland when they were like, or in that like tech center or whatever.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Like, so is it like a Windows tablet?
Yeah, it's a Windows tablet of sorts.
How big is it?
It's like a full-size table, like a four-person table.
Okay, hang on. There's Pro and there's Pro Lab. Dual 2-terabyte hard drives or 3 8-terabyte hard drives.
Well,
and then
you'd need it because it's such a big screen, right?
512 gig solid-state drives. What? Holy shit.
You probably need it for the size of the screen and everything.
Dude, this
like
thing's got 32 gigs of DDR RAM.
That you would need.
Sorry,
DDR3.
I missed this. I wasn't paying attention. What are we looking at?
It's a table that's also a tablet.
A tablet. It's a tablet. It's a tablet.
Okay,
yeah.
So my favorite use of this item, because it was actually one of the concept ideas for an item like this, is in restaurants, you could implement a menu. And you wouldn't even have to have a server come to your table. You could literally just pick what you want off the menu by tapping the screen, and
so,
it would be your table at the same time.
Are you telling me I don't have to deal with some bitchy waitress who doesn't want to do what she
has
to do?
And then you don't have to tip either, because they're not there.
Also, you know what they shouldn't... Like,
damn.
How many USBs do they have? Because, with the same idea as Corey's thinking, people just plug in their their phones and shit to this table.
Exactly. You could charge your phone from your table while you're eating at it out at
a restaurant.
Oh my
god, it's using an i7 processor. That's great.
That's pretty good. These are really
What kind of glass
strong.
Does it have, though? Because I could see some asshole being like, oh, my keys, slam.
Or just somebody sits on your table and breaks your computer.
I imagine.
And what about drinks being spilled? Like,
I think the glass
is
interchangeable.
It's probably like a fully waterproof top.
Yeah, so. I'd hope so. Full intensity workstation.
Fully expandable computer too.
Fully expandable, you like? I
it's customizable.
It's practically a Windows 8 computer. That's all it is. It's a big Windows 8 computer.
Yeah,
with a screen
8.
And the casing and everything.
Okay, well, to be fair, Windows 8 will be out pretty soon, and they're gonna get a free copy of Windows
10.
Long as you get it in the first year.
Yeah.
When I first saw that, I thought they were talking about you get it for a year and then you have to buy it, but no, you just have to upgrade in the first year.
Yep.
So it's pretty cool.
I should probably buy one.
Here we go, vandal-proof.
Vandal-proof. Aluminum and steel construction and locking panel secure system for demand. It locks to the floor.
Perfect.
So people can't steal your table.
Yeah, beautiful.
I love that the most expensive thing in your home is a table.
Well, to be fair, I can see this being...
This table's
cool.
Better than my computer.
Oh, no. This is a really strong computer. Like, holy shit.
Oh, yeah,
But just the concept of... So, what... Like, you're doing insurance.
Man,
so, what are some high-value items in your home, sir? Oh, well, there's my computer.
Hey, Corey.
My fridge
you
and
could
my washing machine.
You could play,
my
like,
TV,
full...
My table.
Yeah.
Anybody want to make an IHOP in Vancouver and just put these tables in?
Oh my god, shut up with making an IHOP.
Waffles and tablets!
Okay. Dude, you're just gonna put syrup all over the
tablet. My favorite part about this table is not that it...
touchscreen!
my favorite part about this table is not that it's like it would be good for like serving and all that. My favorite part is that you could totally play like full size video games on this that goddamn
it's
table.
True.
You could just play like
pretty cool to
like,
do that.
Witcher 3.
League would be super dope on this.
This would be super cool to play games on.
Any RTS?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, any real-time strategy. You can play LOL just while you're waiting for your food.
Yeah. Just play LOL and MASH, like, you.
If this was a public thing, I could see, like, you should lock your Wi-Fi to block certain websites, because somebody's just going to blast
just,
porn
like,
from
just
the table.
Porn on the table.
A whole new meaning to leaving porn on the table.
Remember, kids, don't leave your porn on the table.
See, what I like is
the
idea
thing
of...
that would make it better is if there were, like, sensors in the seats, so, like, when you stood up, like, it would shut off the table, it would be like, no porn on the table.
See, my favorite thing for this is, what you do is you take, like, a grid, just like a standard, like, grid for D&D, right? And just, like, throw it on the image, and just use it as your D&D board. And you can, like, put modified JPEGs, upload actual images to it.
Yeah, no, it would be useful for... It's a fucking sick-ass giant table computer. You can use this for everything.
It's really cool. It has
how
a lot
much
of potential.
Money do I need to throw at this bullshit, though?
It doesn't say, because it's probably expensive as dicks.
It's probably custom-built, and I would say it's going to be more than $3,000.
I don't think they're
like
custom-built.
$3,000 just for the computer.
It looks like it's mass-produced.
Like the computer equipment, at least.
It looks like they're trying to mass-produce it.
I'd say you're looking at $7,000, $10,000.
No, probably. I'd say... Like you get a nice table, you can still pay up to like $5,000-$7,000, right?
Yeah, I'm saying somewhere $6,000-$7,000 to start.
I'm thinking over $10,000 for this badass.
Yeah,
I'm thinking you could probably get it like a cheaper end one, as it were, for $6,000 to $7,000.
Well,
maybe
if I just got the touchscreen part, I can make my own fucking table.
He's not wrong.
Yeah.
No.
Well, what about like the cables and shit? That's my question. Where's everything plugging in?
The chassis is technically in the
case.
In the base.
It's just right here.
It's in the base. Yeah.
Well, you're still gonna plug all that shit into like power,
looks,
don't you?
You know what? You could just get a really like high end chassis, like or like a case, and just put the tablet on top.
It's true.
This is still really cool, though, just because of how big this... It's a touch screen, right?
It's good,
fucking
yeah.
Huge one.
It's a huge 4K screen.
I'm kind of curious about what kind of glass they're using on this.
I'd hope, like, Gorilla or something.
Something tough.
Yeah.
I also imagine that it's probably an overlay of glass, because looking at this, it doesn't... if you look right here, there's screws there. I imagine you could take it off and change the glass.
Yeah, but still, you wouldn't, like, if you have this in a restaurant setting like we were talking about earlier, you would not want somebody to just, like, be banging their forks all over this fucker unless you had a good set of glass on it.
I don't think it's for restaurant use.
I've seen it as that being a possible use for it, but...
I think it would be really cool, and I think the potential is there, but, like...
I'd put age restrictions on my restaurant.
On your restaurant?
No one under the age of 10 can fucking stab my tablet with a fork.
Yeah.
Your tablet?
I think there would have to be insurances in place, or, like, you'd want a good set of glass. I want, like...
Can I get fork insurance?
Yeah, can I have, like, one-inch glass on this bad boy?
One-inch glass that still lets you use it as a touchscreen?
Oh, yeah,
God,
it could happen.
Like, so, that'd be really difficult.
I'd like to order a Big Mac. Okay, that's $19.99 plus $500 deposit.
I would never want to see this in a McDonald's.
Also, where are you buying a $20 Big Mac?
Yeah. Well, we
maybe if he's getting a double Big Mac... And he's adding extra mac sauce, and it's a combo with large fries and large drink. Maybe, Ben.
I still don't think that's $20.
It's probably, after tax, it's probably getting like 17 or 18.
What about the McGangbang? How much is that?
Oh my god,
that was, I think,
McGangbang is actually really cheap. You can get a McGangbang for like $5. Because all it is a McDouble, and that's like $2, and a junior chicken, which is like $1.50.
The combo makes it... No, the way they fucking do it... They do it wrong if they can charge you expensively if they charge you for both.
No, what you do is you just ask for both the burgers.
Then you have to make it yourself.
It
and then
takes
then
like
you,
two
then
seconds.
Then they're not educated. Like, they
put
don't
that
know
shit like together, fuck.
Well, see, like, actually, I've been having to do that because the people here, they'll actually like kick you out of their store if you ask for it like that.
Seriously?
Yeah,
fuck
they will
them.
Kick you out.
Wait, in Stony Plain, we would go in, we'd be like, I want a McGangbang, or I'd want a Buddha Burger, they'd be like, coming right up, here you go.
If you ask for something off the secret menu, they kick you out?
No, well, it's... It's kind of, yeah, I guess so. I don't know. In our particular one, I won't say where, but they definitely would kick your ass out.
Why? Because it's called a gangbang?
I don't know. I guess so.
We should come out. I want to gangbang you on this counter.
Okay. The question is there
right
another
now.
Is there another name for it?
I don't know.
You can say junior chicken side double cheeseburger.
Can we come up with something called the McOrgy?
Oh God.
Oh God.
Just there's a vagina sandwich. That's just the fish fillet. Like. All
right. Let's try and get back on topic.
Okay. All right.
The tablet. The tablet.
Anyway.
Really cool. Really expensive.
Next thing?
Lots of potential.
One
next
thing.
Cool. Oh, yeah, okay,
no,
so
no,
this
no,
is
no,
what
no,
I
wait.
Was looking at earlier.
What do you want, Aiden?
This is the coolest
can
thing.
Can we not just have Windows format? Like, I would like Windows or Android format as well.
You know what? That'd be cool. That'd also be cool.
For a big computer like that, I think you have to go Windows, just because Android isn't designed to take up that much, to use that much RAM, maybe.
Well, somebody should do something.
I think that there's actually something called an iTable as well. It's like an iPod version of the same.
Sorry, I don't want to pay $50,000 for shit.
Yeah. Anyway.
I have seen someone with a 22-inch tablet.
Let us talk about the Grifta.
All right, hang on. Yeah, no, we're going to move on, because what the fuck am I looking at?
Yeah, exactly,
right?
The
Grifta.
This is the first thing that I saw, and this is what I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, Corey got spoiled this before we started. The
I accidentally looked at there.
This
screen.
Is double its Kickstarter goal.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Scroll down a second. A flat gamepad can't compete. This controller is designed to provide performance and speed. You can even use it with your gaming mouse.
Wow.
This is like... It looks like a flight stick, and you just sort of... Put two flight sticks together, and now you have what looks like a PlayStation controller.
Okay, so it looks like it comes apart, so you can use like,
it does.
One
oh
half
my god, look at all those
and
pieces.
A mouse. Is that a
yeah? You can use a mouse in one of them.
Three
or
different handle sizes
for different
included.
Sizes. So cool.
But yeah, see,
oh my god,
it's got the trigger there. And
it's got flappy paddles.
Actually, looks like a trigger. That's interesting.
The Grifta.
But yeah, you can use Grifta in one hand, mouse in the other. That way you can use this for your...
I guess it's better for, like, PC gamers who want to use a console, because, like, they're used to the...
Ditch the keyboard, keep the mouse.
Yeah.
That sounds fucking solid to me.
I well,
yeah.
I've seen, like, other products like it, but this looks much more solid as a...
Grifta Split! And this is just a fucking Wiimote.
Yeah, no, it's
two of
basically
them,
a Wiimote.
Yeah, no, it's just the Wiimote and the Nunchuck with nothing connecting them. And then there's the full Grifta.
Oh, no. This is the same thing. If you just looked at the plastic
piece. The Grifta has a connector piece that makes it into one controller.
The Grifta Classic. It just puts them together.
Yeah.
And blam.
This looks
that
like a really
here.
Cool device. And you can swap which side the buttons are on. That's like
yeah,
you could have your triangle,
that.
Square, X,
side.
And circle on your left side, or your A, B, X, Y.
Because I want the buttons for one. I would not use the directional. I wouldn't need that if I was ditching my keyboard. I would need the buttons.
Yeah
exactly. You'd want your buttons on your left side, right?
Well, no. If you're ditching your keyboard, it'd probably be like for WASD, and then there'd be a couple extra buttons.
Yeah.
You scroll up.
I was thinking for League.
I think it's Sony. It's just the triangle, circle, square, X.
Yeah, I'm wondering. Like,
no, Sony doesn't own shapes. You can't copyright a shape.
Yes, you can copyright shapes.
No, you can't.
Like,
there's third party controllers
they have
that use
with
that
the Xbox buttons as well. So it's not owned by.
No. Hang on. Go back up. Cronus Max. Okay, this thing runs on the Cronus Max. Do you guys know what the Cronus Max is?
Not a clue.
The Cronus Max is a USB dongle. Basically, put it into any console, hook it up to any USB input device.
Yeah.
It will download drivers, and you can use any device with any console at any time.
An Apple version is available, so you can use it on your iPhone as well.
You can use this thing. Basically,
anywhere.
Cronus Max...
Yeah.
Any USB input device with any console.
Cronus Max is an amazing system. It works so
and
good.
It works with the Grifta.
That's really cool.
Yes.
That's
okay.
How much money?
Take my money now, please.
£30. So it'll be a little.
£30. That's the super early bird for only one side.
So you're
that's
looking
only left or right.
Yeah.
Go down.
Super early for the whole thing. You're right there, £50.
That's no. I want MSRP.
Probably this one right here.
Grifta Classic. 69 pounds.
So you're looking
at the left, the right, and the center.
I'm thinking you're looking at the
ghost, man. That thing looks dope. Yeah. The Grifta Ghost.
It's just in white.
Yeah.
Yeah, it. You're looking at about 100, 105.
It's a Kickstarter
bucks.
Special, though. I like special editions. And you get colored ones too. That's
honestly pay that.
You could have like one green side and like one red side, and just be like, oh, that's so cool. Or pink. It comes in pink and purple.
It comes in pink and purple. I would have to feel this thing because this looks.
Wait.
Cool.
Go back up. Just one little bit here. Okay, so for Grifta Classics, if you wanted. You could get
get them all for about
$300.
About 300.
Yeah, roughly $300 for four of them, which is pretty damn good.
You guys want to go quarters?
here's the thing. I want to feel it because I thought the Xbox One controller before that thing came out. I thought, okay, that looks way better. It's a really good improvement. And then I touched it, and I'm like, wow, I still hate the Xbox controller.
Yeah.
So one thing that they did make a note of
is I want to feel it.
If you look at the actual handle here,
I have both a PS4 controller and an Xbox One controller, and like I like them both, but I definitely prefer the PS4 controller. But yeah,
I'll stick to my Xbox just because it fits my hands nicer. My hands always cramp up when I use the triggers.
Skinny bony fingers.
Yeah,
you're doing
skinny,
it wrong.
Bony fingers. There's not a wrong way to use the PS4 controller.
Yes, there is. You're using it wrong. How do you use it wrong?
No, the reason it cramps up is because I'm playing FPS and I have to flick the trigger. And it flicks inward really hard.
Do you use both fingers?
It flicks inward really hard? Maybe you're just flicking
fingers.
It
flicks
really hard.
It goes inward a lot. And
I can see this cramp in your hands if you use both fingers.
Okay, either way, I'm talking not about the design. I'm talking about not the handles, but the feel of the buttons. Because I can hold an Xbox controller, it feels great. I can hold a PS4 controller, feels great. When I push a button, does it feel like shit?
Yeah.
Does it feel responsive? Does it feel like if I push this 6 times, it's just gonna press through the controller?
Yep, that is important because I've had plenty of knockoff controllers in my day, and I hate most of them because the controller.
Oh, Mad Cats!
Hey, Mad Cats made some good shit. I had some Mad Cat GameCube ones; those are kick ass.
I've also had some really bad Mad Cat stuff too, though. I mean, it's hit and miss with them. I'd like to see this do well. I'd like to see good quality product, but
like to throw my money at this. I would like to.
What's this
money
thing
at
called
this.
The antler? Go back up.
I don't know. Go down.
I'm curious about that. What is that? What is that thing?
Goals, infrared tracking. It's scroll up a little bit. I'm trying to read the description.
Yeah.
Basic admissions of the system was to unchain power of the game badge format and create a hardware platform for the development of point-and-shoot gesture gaming. Transform the Grifta into a gesture gaming device. Just clip on the infrared antlers. This attachment tracks translational and rotational.
It's more of like a Wii type thing.
Yeah, it turns into like a Wiimote or a PS Move type deal.
I wonder if it would work for those. Because it is working with. You got the Cronus Max. It is possible that it would definitely work with.
Then it's got that ability to dock it to.
That antler is. It's quite expensive, though.
Mobile kits?
No. That's the stretch goal.
Yeah, these are stretch goals to get these stuff.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Mobile kits. They're trying to get a tablet bridge. They're trying to get magnetic bridges.
So you can just.
Whatever a Grifta board is.
It looks like a platform, it looks like a desk.
There's the magnetic.
Yeah, they're trying to make them magnetic so you wouldn't need the little plastic clip thing.
I prefer the plastic. Honestly, I don't think I'd need the magnet.
Yeah, me too.
The tablet.
Go back up. I just saw something that was kind of interesting as well. Yeah.
It's just you just put your phone on top of it and you use it to like hold it and take pictures.
It's good for outside of gaming as well, which is kind of a nice secondary purpose.
Yeah,
it's like as a cameraman, or like if you just wanted to take camera or photos outside, you have a nice camera on your phone. You wanted to use it outside. It's a good use for it, right?
Yeah, no. This thing looks super solid. It looks like it's more than just a gaming controller, which I can appreciate.
Is that
the board?
That's the board.
Hang on. What? Go back up. Grift a board is able to extend to waist height and will allow you to play in a standing position. Kill zombies, not your lower back. Place the grift a board in front of your screen and experience immersive gameplay while maintaining a healthy posture.
It's good ergonomics. Okay, that's interesting. I like this support.
Rigidized steel enabling to slide under any piece of furniture? What? I don't understand.
It collapses in.
Yeah, it's
so is
really
it a stand
like,
for your...
It's a stand for your mouse or the
you
your
can,
tablets.
Like, and
your
I assume it's like easy storage too.
Oh, okay. It's a stand for like a mouse or a keyboard, so you can still use that stuff while standing up.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm like, what is this for like the fucking screen? Like, you have to mount, like, jack up your TV? I don't get it. But
you
no,
can put
for,
your mobile device
it's
on
for
it.
Your controller.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no.
I love it.
You know
I
what? I like it.
Well.
I really like it. I would throw money at this.
Okay, yeah. So, like, this list is going to be hard to make, boys. Because, like,
there's
this
some good,
is a good
shit
week.
This time, other than four USBs. fuck. But damn, the Grifta. That thing's super good.
I think I already have. Wait, is there one?
Wait,
more
can
thing?
We go back?
Nope.
I just want to take a look at the pad itself, not the analog sticks, but just the pad. I just want
to
get a good look
at
it.
And I'll show it here.
Yeah,
just
because like if I'm playing it as a fighter game, I want a good fighting gamepad, right?
If you want a fight stick. You want a stick.
Yeah,
it's
true. But I mean, like, if I couldn't have that, right?
Yeah, I know.
Like, if I was going to use this on my... I love to play, like 2D fighters on my phone, but I hate the movement with the 2D fighters on a phone. It's terrible.
Putting your hands together is exhausting.
Yeah, I know. I mean, but, like, yeah, if you want, like, a... If you want something for fighting games, you want a fight stick where everything is
but
just
I mean,
laid
I,
out
I,
openly and their buttons are bigger.
If I was going to do it on, like, my phone or my iPad, though... because that's one of the purposes of this controller. I was just something successful.
It's mechanical. That's good.
If you find a good fight game, oh, there you go. Now they got YXBA on the controller, so I guess you can get
it
with.
It showed
either,
it earlier.
Yeah, you can either get it with buttons or you can get it with the symbols whatever you want.
Yeah.
You can even use analog sticks and movement pads on both sides. I was seeing it earlier in this video.
Yeah, they got some fucking shit.
And I like this. I like this.
This is real gameplay right here.
Showing off.
What's he playing?
Halo.
It
looks like Halo.
Is that Halo?
It's probably Call of Duty.
It's probably no. It's Battlefield.
What is that?
That was the new Battlefield.
Oh, and it's fully
programmable. That was Joy 2 key on the PC.
Fully programmable, too.
And look at all the cool colors that comes in.
Yeah, it's got some colors. I would get it in pink because you know pink.
As long as when you get it, it doesn't feel cheap.
Yeah, no. Yeah. That again, I would want to
feel it
in my hands before I dropped 60 British pounds on this thing.
It doesn't.
Don't
look,
put your controller.
It doesn't look cheap, to be honest. Like
it doesn't look
like cheap plastic.
It doesn't look.
It doesn't look cheap. Like but
cheap
I've
plastic.
I've looked at a lot of controllers
but
that didn't look cheap, and they actually just felt cheap.
You can definitely polish a turd in this case.
Yes.
So. I would want to get hands-on with it.
Yeah, it's something I'd like to feel
I am very much interested.
Yes.
Very much interested.
Okay.
Alright, end of the day, though, boys.
This is the hard part.
List.
It wasn't so hard last week. Well, not last week,
If you could only have... Let's start with this. If you could only have one, what would you take? Aiden, what would you take?
If we could have only one?
Yeah.
Okay, this depends solely on how much power this fucking
motorbike
has.
You want the bike?
The bike is so cool.
It's 96 volts, apparently.
I don't know how much horsepower that puts out. So
I don't know.
I know that like 96 volts is a lot. 96
volts?
Yeah, let me find it for you, because I'm sure there's probably more info on it.
Okay, but you'd go with the bike if you could only have one?
Yeah.
Would that be the number one on your list then?
Definitely, yeah.
Okay, what else while Corey's looking up the thing?
Next would probably be this thing.
The Grifta?
The Grifta, yes.
It's such a weird name, too, the Grifta.
It sounds cool.
They showed it earlier, actually. It was
it's an acronym or something?
Yeah, it's an acronym for, like, their ideas. Right here, look. Grip, handle, split. Oh, no. I thought it was an acronym.
There's no H in
Grifta. No.
Handle.
I thought they had it set up as an acronym.
But, yeah, I would take this thing next. It looks pretty dope.
Oh no, it sounds
as awesome. long as it's good quality product.
Yeah,
definitely. They're mechanical, which is a good start.
I think we should base that. Okay, as a list, I think in general we should base this as if it were going to be a good product.
Yeah.
Like, because it has the potential to be that. It looks like they're trying to sell it as that because of the price range. I think we should give it its just desserts. And
benefit of the doubt.
Give them benefit of the doubt. It will be, it'll actually feel good. Mm-hmm. And with that being said, continue.
After this, what else do we have?
The glasses, the magnet thing, the shoe lights, and the table.
Oh, I want the table next.
The tablet.
I want to play on my computer while eating waffles.
And chicken.
Stop getting waffles all over my game.
Then after that, I would probably... I would take the glasses. Just because if I'm going to be out doing that kind of shit. But only if I'm out, water rafting, right?
You don't want the mag set?
No, I don't really need that, to be honest.
What about those night runners?
I would take the night runners next.
And really? And the Megxit last?
Yeah, I don't need the Megxits at all.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What are you, Spencer, man?
I'm with Aiden. This is kind of hard.
It's not hard, it's easy.
I'm stuck between the tablet and the Grifta. Shut up. I'm stuck between the tablet and the Grifta. Also, I don't think I'll ever be able to not call it a tablet, because that just works
tablet.
Really, really well.
It really does.
Fuck. As cool as the tablet is, I think I would rather have the Grifta.
Especially because it's not going to rip your arm.
I would get more use out of the Grifta
than gonna destroy
I would
your wallet.
Out of the fucking tablet.
Okay.
Close second. So, close second would be the tablet.
From what I can tell...
You got numbers?
I don't have numbers, but it's, they talked about the specs and, being able to ride it at low speeds, so I assume because it has low speeds, it probably goes a fairly fast distance. I'm going to look up and see if I can find a video on it to see it actually moving.
Are you talking about that bike in particular?
Yes. Yeah.
Look up what kind of horsepower you can get at a 96-volt battery
electric bike.
In a bike.
How big is your battery on your thing?
Mine's like 6.
Yeah,
well,
yours is 6 volts.
There's so much more math. I'd have to know 60. The weight of the bike. Yeah. I'd have to know.
No. I know. But we can approximate, right? So just figure out what 96 volts translates to into horsepower, and then you can just sort of get an idea.
I'm looking it up right now.
I'm doing it. I actually have it.
What's the numbers?
Either
way, I'd go Grifta and then the tablet. And then, out of the other stuff...
Horsepower to watts.
I would definitely get the bike third. Because, you know what? I have a scooter.
I don't see you riding a motorcycle anyway, Spencer, so...
It's an electric motorcycle.
Why not, man? I actually like riding around on my scooter.
I guess, but I mean...
It's not going 300, but...
But a scooter's a lot easier to ride than a motorcycle.
Yeah, I'm getting used to it, so I think I would enjoy riding around on a motorcycle. Fuck you, sir.
Okay, Spencer, and then...
From there, fuck, I barely want any of this. I've done it once or twice, so I'll go with the Megxit.
Night Runner?
You know, I would get the Night Runner, and I would give them to my father. Because my dad constantly cusses out people who he almost runs over. And he runs all the time. So I'd get those so I can give them to my dad. And then I would get the seals and put them on a baby seal and then laugh. And then that's probably the only thing I would do.
Because puns are fun.
Because puns are great.
Okay, what about you, Corey?
All right, okay. Let's take a look here.
Grifta.
Okay, so...
Grifta.
So we have... Okay, yeah, sure. I'm stuck between the Tron bike and the Grifta, because I would love to be the proud owner of the Tron bike. From what I can find on it, I've been looking at videos, it looks like it has a fairly high speed. I can't, they don't show the actual, they don't say the actual specs of it, but the bike does look like it goes fast.
Why you no look up 96 volts?
Because it, volts is the, not, like, you can't translate it, perfectly into... like, without other... It doesn't just translate into horsepower.
Yeah, because volts is not a way of transferring to horsepower. You have to look at how many
you
watts.
You have to go to watts, and then from there you have, like, it's just annoying. Anyway.
Yeah. I'm looking up the conversion. I'm doing math.
Okay. Oh God, while he converts math, as long as this bike is fast, I would probably consider it first. If it's still slow, probably not. Maybe second. I'd want to be able to take it on the highway, you know? It's like, because otherwise, why the fuck would I want it? I want to have a bike. Like, why would you get a bike unless you wanted to take it fast? Especially a Tron bike. It's supposed to go fast.
Yeah.
Okay. So, that being said, if it goes fast, great. Perfect. I would definitely want that first. Grifta, absolutely second. Without a doubt. Okay. So now I have the four left. I'd probably go with the audio jack just because it's a great product and I could see it being useful for a very large amount of people. I know I've talked to a lot of people in my life that have just destroyed headphone jacks. It's not just me. I know you might be one of the few people that are careful, as you put it.
Man, I get it. I see the need. I've seen it happen. Yeah. I get it. It's just I don't need it.
Especially when people were using Skull Candy all the time. Almost everybody lost a pair of Skull Candy to some wires breaking. Yeah, so I'd say that is a close third. I'd go with the tables number four. Not number four. I'd go with the running shoes as the number four. Because it's a great product and it'll keep people safe. Safety's a big, important factor. And I feel that they're doing a good job by putting it out there. They're pretty cheap, not too bad. The table is number five, and number six, I'd go with the
seals.
The seals rapid transition glasses, because I can't see myself ever needing that, and apparently a lot of people feel the same way as me.
Put them on a seal and laugh.
Exactly.
Okay.
What do you want, Gavin?
For me, I would definitely go the tablet first, actually.
Yeah,
tablet. I'm really into the idea of being able to run my D&D campaign right there.
Yeah,
that is cool. It has a lot of potential for a lot of different uses. You are right; it's a good product. It's quite expensive for what it is.
It is.
We're assuming it's super expensive with good reason.
There's no way it's not. Let's be honest here,
dude. The first version of it has 4 terabytes of storage.
Yeah,
not including the solid state hard drive, which is another terabyte.
That's probably $400 in the solid state drive.
If we don't even look at the specs alone, just think about the fact that you have what's essentially, I don't know, like...
Fucking flat screen TV screen.
That, and it's touch screen, too, to boot. Like, your phone costs, like, $800, and it's, like, what, fucking 6 inches long?
I would go more based off of a tablet than a phone. Phones are jacked up because they attach them to cell phone contracts. Yeah. Go with a tablet pricing range.
Okay, tablet pricing range, still up there. It's about the same... like roughly, and then
you're
taking that size and you're basically timesing it by like 8 or 10. I mean, it's going to be a big cost just alone for the screen and the touch sensitivity, and then on top of that you're adding all those specs, right? You're going to be at least in a couple thousand.
Oh, definitely, but I still love it. So it's my number one, then the Grifta, because I can imagine using the button commands for League. Then the bike, because it's super dope.
Tron bike.
Then Megxit, because I don't run.
Megxit.
And I also don't do anything requiring me to use goggles. I think then the goggles, just because that could be really handy to get them.
No, man. Get the Night Runners. Just because they're made for shoes doesn't mean you have to put them on shoes. It's true.
I'm still going to go with the Megxit. Sorry, the seals, because... When I do go swimming, I like to use goggles.
Yeah, that's fair.
Then I would go with Night Runner.
That's fair.
Okay, to put this back into perspective, that custom electric Tron bike, it looks like it has about the same power as a scooter. So,
like a 50cc scooter or what?
I don't know. Here, let me figure it out.
I'm reading this article about a guy that made, like, this cheap scooter with, like, a 96-volt battery, and he's getting, like, close to 70 miles per hour top speed.
Yeah, and this is going to be a heavier frame, too, so he's probably only going to he's only going to get probably 50K out of it.
That's not bad.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you couldn't take it highway. I would have to drop it the second and put the Grifta in front for first place.
Because it doesn't have speed.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. If this bike is, the speed is decent, but the range is shit.
The range?
Yeah, so he's like, because he put a 96-volt battery onto this little thing.
Yeah.
With everything. And he's like, oh, I can get up to 70 miles per hour. Well, I only get about 15 to 20 miles range.
Yeah, but jeez. I mean, like, I could see the Tron bike being an in-town thing. It's you want people to look at it.
Yeah.
I could see, like, it's going to be something that some guy in Vancouver or like a big city is going to just, like, drive around for, I don't know, like an hour. And he's going to plug it in somewhere because
my dick is.
He's going to plug it in somewhere because he can, right?
I get it.
But I don't know, it has its uses, but I mean, it's for show.
Yeah.
It's for show more than it is for actual use, which is kind of sad.
Pick up chicks, be like, look at my bike. I'm Tron. If you don't get in, I'm going to kill you with my lights.
They wouldn't get your joke anyway.
I don't think they can get on. I think it's a one-seater.
It is a one-seater.
It's an action sensor.
You can't even pick up chicks in this thing.
My other problem with this is that it didn't look too comfortable to ride. I saw a guy on it, and like he was riding it. Didn't look all that comfortable.
He was trying
to put his feet in like the feet holders, and he was just having a hell of a time with
just biffing it.
He just fucking had his feet basically dragging on the ground, and it was like, okay,
I'm waiting for the guy who buys it to go, yeah, and then he starts stopping, and his foot gets stuck in the holder, and it just falls, one entire side is just ruined.
Oh, God, good old plastic framing.
Woo.
Yeah, if it was fast, it would be really cool, you know? But
you know what? That's
I don't imagine these getting that much turning speed with the way it's designed. It's probably not going to get too much turning anyway, so
this bike works through leaning mostly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of leaning.
Which is why it has such a wide wheelbase.
Yeah.
Cuz I mean, like, to be honest, the Tron bikes, they didn't really
they're magic. They turn on a dime.
Yeah, I was going to say, they got 90-degree turns, man.
Okay, so we all get
our
top 6.
They're meant to go in a straight line most of the time, right?
Yeah,
I mean, that's what these bikes are made for. It
Since
looks
we all
like
agree that
this
the Grifta
version of the Tron
coolest.
Bike, though, has it looks like the front half like swivels, so it could actually turn.
Oh no! Yeah, no. The it will turn. It's just
go back to the electronic bike. There's like a slanted line where like it looks like the front half like detaches a bit, like so it could like it twists, so it would turn. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To look at it again.
Go back to it.
No. Yeah.
Man, this bike is getting a lot of traction.
Yeah, we get it.
Well, I mean, it's cool, right?
It's cool, but it could be
this front end. It looks like it. Yeah, right.
It's got
there,
a slight separation there. Yeah.
It looks like it swivels.
Yeah, a little bit.
The bottom line is that it's cool, but
cool concept, not very practical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So,
all right. Sorry, Gavin.
I guess that's our list.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've all given our lists. We know our opinions. We all really like the Grifta.
Grifta.
We like the bike, and we also like the tablet.
Tablet is great.
Tablet's great.
I like the word table.
I just want to see myself playing like Fallout New Vegas or Fallout 3 on this table.
Okay. So. That's our list. Type in the comments below what you would use the Grifta for.
Tell us what you would use the Grifta for. Tell us how much you would pay for the light bike.
tell us what business you're going to put the table into for no reason.
Yeah.
Tell
Are
us
you
going to
make a chicken and waffle joint?
Waffles!
Okay. Have a good one.
See you later.
Right. Good night.
Bye. Bye.